Blog Talk Radio.
Feels like I'm living in my past life, sinning for the lavish life, forgiving what I do. Walk with my eyes closed, going down this dark road, trying to get my shine on, so I'm living proof, and I gotta keep running, running.
The world simply moves beneath my feet as I travel and proceed from point A to point B, and bless my royalty upon those who surround me because they inhale the words of which that pass between my teeth when I speak. But it is not the world, it is my seed, because they all look up to me and wish to be, and so I preach and then they shun me to the side like the son of the father who's died and carry on my legacy with pride. So can you hear me clearly? Apparently not, or else you fear me. Can't you see like after B and B4D? Or is it because my eyes stay red like base heads on 420? You don't believe that the words that I speak could ever be worth any. Well, my mind is 900, the world is only 450, and my tank is on empty. I'm running on pure envy, so it's apparent someone hates what I have to say with much interest. It seems again the future has failed to go as I planned it.
Feels like I'm living in my past life, sinning for the lavish life, forgive me what I do. Walk with my eyes closed, going down this dark road, trying to get my shine on, so I'm living proof, and I gotta keep running, running.
You play back in the Maybach, I lay track like A-Track, ASAP, been like this is way back, A-Dax, right wave like wave caps, me and my day ones in state camp, as I lay in these shadows and overcoming these battles, my attitude is never lateral, I spiritual magnitude, inspired the radical, tactical, manifest the supernatural, I will remain powerful, I meditate, regenerate for an hour full, taking these steps like I'm ladder proof, this one's magical, killing these rappers in every avenue, discipline, still doing drills like a power tool, using this gift till a catapult, rolling up spliff tattoos on my battle wound. Ain't shit changed but my attributes, mechanical, psychopathic, crash straight from the avenues with attitude, compatible or capital success, my interest, I'm raising the altitude, passion I include, pursue, opening views of my music vision, enhancing my new revision.
Feels like I'm living in my past life, sinning for the lavish life, forgive me what I do. Walk with my eyes closed, going down this dark road, trying to get my shine on, so I'm living proof, and I gotta keep running.
Shot out of cannon, trajectory damaged planets. I'm savage, no need to ravage. These average rappers outlandish. My mind's inception, no half stepping. Best come correct when you in the presence of the Lord's blessing. Get the message. I came to get it, my frame fitted. The shuttle's lifted. Heavenly gifted, you see class. I'm Lorenzo Kitted. For what you wish for, no need to list smoke. Before you wake up one day carrying the devil's pitchfork. I sure can't kill cancer, definitely not AIDS. But what if my words can pierce through and free the slaves? Joshua to Jericho, Mandela to motherland. I'm something terrible, hot as Sahara sands. Okay. I bring pestilence on the vocal track, I am prolific. You making moves, but you cannot pivot, you do not live it. No, my raps are black and gifted, better get lifted. Crush your rap style to powder, cut it up and sniff it.
Feels like I'm living in my past life, sinning for the lavish life, forgive me what I do. Walk with my eyes closed, going down this dark road, trying to get my shine on, so I'm living proof, and I gotta keep running.
Pac, Machiavelli. I'm in the studio, drunk than a motherfucker. Ready to freestyle this shit and do it live. Live for all my dogs. For all my dogs out there raising hell. Just to see a young nigga raise the bell. Stepped out on the streets fresh from jail. All the police wanna rag and tail. Not knowing that I stacked my mail. All these niggas wanna see me fail. That's just the intro as I sit back and rock this instrumental. After the fire comes the rain, after the pleasure is pain. Even though we broke for the moment, ball in the game. Tell them, yo, my military be prepared for the bustle. Similar to bitches, it's scary, get you near me. We rushing visions of overpacked prisons. Being into niggas, thug living. Precious, three straps, I hope they don't tell us. They polar heater, ammunition and quakes. Move it out of slam as we slide down. Pins do some flicks, they got me. Feeding for coming, see the money, keep going to suck them. Dreaming, singing scenes of me falling, officiated in this misbehavior. Cop the cops, 4-5, snatching niggas' pages. Label the mark soon as we start. It was hard to quit. Started out drinking 40s, who the hardest shit. Goddamn, now I'm a grown man. I follow no man, nigga got my own plan. In my hand, got the 45. I kick it live to survive, make these niggas die. While getting high, though we cry when these thugs bug. Niggas are leaving their caskets, that's what you get. From being player-hating bastards. Me and my clique so legit, we keep a 50 on us. Niggas know, you can't touch us when they get to come against us. These niggas be defensive, it's senseless. Knocking niggas back on the fence. My whole clique be sick, and though we rip whole crews. Niggas knew we came through drinking 22s of brew. And though we drink Hennessy's, we provide our enemies with more shit. The art of war so legit. I read my name out Machiavelli with the thug life tatted on the bottom of my belly. Can these niggas understand this? My whole family is sick and so scandalous. Let me introduce my clique. Castro, when he blast y'all, niggas run to hide. Napoleon will provide the game. Let me explain why Edie provide shit for the needy and take from the greedy. Gaddafi, he not sloppy and not a copy. He's the only one. Bring a gun if you want it, young noble. Bring a soul to the truth. Let him know we come through in the bucket of BMW. We trouble you, the W for Westside. Niggas die when they try to infiltrate my crew. We never hide, we ride and die together. And when you see my clique, we always ride forever. Me, my whole clique is sick. We smoke sense to me. Can you convince the G that they can come against me? You can't see me on TV or live. Niggas die when they try to come against me. Never hide in my own zone, in my own dome. I'm a mind, I'm a dumb. Niggas knew it once I came on, but I splashed on niggas. Well, I dash on niggas once I mash these figures. I'll be bad, a nigga. It's me, Machiavelli, aka the Don of this whole clique. Niggas, you so sick. That's my freestyle, drunken flow. Just so you bitch ass niggas in the back row know. Whether it's New York or Texas, ride through an Lexus or BMW, I trouble you throwing up forever this big old W. My double R proves I'm a big rap star. Rockin' the grooves, niggas, where you at? Where you are is the back in the front. When you bump this shit, I keep a gat inside my trunk, legit. Always, though I'm on probation, I still rock the nation. I don't bail, though last year I was in jail, raised hell. Until I get my mail, will I fail? Hell nah, nigga, bite my nails. I keep a manicure, though you panic, you're still gon' die. Went pocket high, smoking endo. I roll my window down, a smooth criminal. And though I pack this pound, 357-045. Will I hide, will I die, will I ride? Niggas never know why. My whole crew, a family clique. Are we sick, are we live? Though we struggle to survive in this motherfucker. 9-5, turn to 9-6, 9-6, turn to 9-7. I keep a 357 Mac 11. Back home, I got an MO. What did I say? I'm Mini 14. My double R, ride with my clue. Ride with my crew, you don't have a clue. Nigga, when we coming for you, we hit the house of blues, acting like fools. My nigga Fatal, put a gun inside a club like he was fucking prenatal. Had a baby inside his chest, nah nah. Baby inside his belly, nah nah nah. It was like a belly, I told him don't bring that gas out of belly. I say, yo, Fatal, what are you crazy? Niggas pissing all sides in front. Niggas saying, goddamn, them niggas is funny as hell. What you want? You want some punk? Hell, now the niggas don't want no beef. That's why we left that motherfucker in the rose, a limo, I mean. With bitches inside, too. Me, I was sitting in the back. Drinking on some Hennessy, I just did a dope ass show. Them niggas will always remember me. Came from Italy. Bellissimo, what's it called? Yeah, nigga, I got Versace, Armani, all them niggas wanna fuck with me. Oh, no. I always represent my people to the fullest. Yeah, I'm that same motherfucker that took 5 bullets. Count, came out, rapping and stealing, making 5. Motherfucker records got sold millions, millions. Platinum, I made 5 platinum shits, you know what I'm saying? Niggas can't fuck with me. Tupacalypse, not known for playing. I took shots and gave shots, fuck the cops. Well, I stopped, I took my shit, reached the top. Niggas out there wanna do me, but it's Mobb Deep, Bad Boy of the Fugees. Y'all niggas that never stop me, never drop me, never make me fall. Me, Tupacalypse, all I know how to do is ball, ball, ball. My crew survive reincarnation. After I'm dead, they'll rock and roll and bring the funk to the whole nation. And you know, each one of these niggas have a gun with my name on it, you know.
I spit the game so clear it's plain on it. You know, when I'm dead, my niggas will ride for me. Kill everybody. They each got a city to pick to make it all fun.
Yeah, yeah. Game scribe, game scribe. True West, for life, remember that, be the chief, but that ain't nothing but an Indian. Make your own tracks and start a business then. Don't wait for nobody else to guide you through the light. Sometimes it gets bright, but in the end it's dark as midnight. I'm not tripping, cause my shit is alright. I say solidify, dope as fuck, but I had to swallow my pride to get the rep that I got. Started from the gutter, went from DJ to King, and there won't be no other track that could take me off my throne. I'ma still rule my kingdom even when I'm dead and gone. Niggas can't be true when they not true. It's kinda fucked up when you're supposed to be cool. Don't give a fuck about you. I guess I'm not caring no more. I can do this in my sleep. The loyal nigga is the one you should keep. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand.
Years. You've been working on the same song. Don't get mad at me because I told you that it's something wrong. You didn't want to hear me because I'm telling the truth. Can't get your words right when you step in the booth. Just face it, you're not a rapper, so just put down your pen. Do what you do, but never write a song again. Little man, taking you to the left, but it ain't right. Giving you false hope, always saying you tight. I tried to take you somewhere, my help wasn't needed. The day you found out your half-ass songs wasn't deleted. Yeah, you a fraud, MTV's on your banners and shit. You don't have no soul, so you don't have no hit. My bad, I had to let you know what's real. You ain't gonna make no money, independent or record deal. Take my fucking head, I just don't understand. Doing nothing ass, niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Check my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man.
The hip hop list. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right here.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. DJ Have Love and King Scratch. Let's get them.
Yo, 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 yo. What the fuck is up? King Scratch. Oh, True Years. Happy True Years,
hey,
everybody.
Scotty D right here with you, man. Right here with you, my brother. You only trying to say you my brother.
Hey,
you ain't making no moves. I like that song right there.
Oh, thank you. Hey, man, look. We got Miss Mika in the building.
Mika,
you there?
What's up, homegirl? Happy new season, homegirl. Happy new season, love. One,
no,
peace
true
and love.
Years.
Peace
y'all
and
gotta
always
say true
love.
Years. It ain't no New Year's on here. It's True Years.
Well, a new true season then. New true season. I'm going to use that one. True
Wait
season.
A minute. Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV. What's happening? You there?
Code 24? Boot it up.
We in the building. Happy New Year's, everybody. True West Radio with your boy, Buddha.
2 years, man. 2 years. Y'all
Buddha
can't say 2 years.
2 years. Down in down south. That's our down south connection.
Hello. What's happening,
Happy
family?
2 years. Oh, nothing. Wait, hold on. We got a caller from the, I think it's the 858. Hold on. Let's see who this is. 858. Your True West Radio, what it does?
Oh, man, it does everything, man. Rev Ali right here, man, checking in with you, man. Ain't nothing new about me, man. I'm the same as always,
brother.
Oh,
wow, we got the Revy Rev in the house, San Diego.
Rev
baby.
Ali, how you doing, brother?
Oh, man, I'm well, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm too well.
Hey, you're true well.
I'm liking Rev Ali.
He said he's true well. He said he's true well. Oh, you shut it down. That's why
everything new got to be true this year. You know what I mean? So if you say new, it got to be true.
I ain't mad at you. I said too well, not true well.
Yeah,
we got a new segment going to come up, man. We want to have we got a new segment coming up. You know, Jamaica, she got her own thing. What's the name? What's it called? Scratch. Jamaica Words for today.
Jamaica's Moment. Mika's Moments.
Mika's Moments. We want to have Rev Ali, Rev's Revelations on health every day. We need a healthy, something healthy, you know, so we can stay healthy for this new season. We got to make it to, we made it to the stretch of 2020.
What,
we want to go to 2021 with these healthy health calls.
Hey, look, since we just starting the show now, Rev, give us your revelation right now.
Man, listen, if you want to clean your arteries, if you really want your arteries clean, because that's one of the main things, the heart attacks and strokes and how people just fall out, especially people that come from the inner cities like us. You go out there and you get you some asparagus, man. You eat asparagus raw. You rinse it off and clean it like any other vegetable. But then you can, if you don't like to eat it just raw, get you some olive oil and some Himalayan salt and put the Himalayan salt in the olive oil and then put your asparagus in there and then eat it. You got to eat it raw, man, because we've been eating it cooked too long, man, and cooked food ain't helping us. We still dying. So y'all get out there and get some asparagus to clean your arteries. It's the fastest and best way to clean your arteries out. I'm going to give you that.
That's why I made that shot call, King Scratch,
hey,
because
look,
we got to stay
look,
healthy,
look,
man. We
I
got a whole
300. I don't know if I can hold that down, man, because I just don't. I don't like asparagus. That's just. When I was a kid, I couldn't eat broccoli. I don't give a damn. If I put that broccoli in my mouth, whatever I ate is coming up because I would just throw up because I didn't like broccoli.
A lot of things.
Like the same way. It's like it hit my throat and they'd be like, nope.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's to do me the same way too, man. But you know, I want to say this, and I, you know, just for everybody that might be listening out there, man. You know, us as the people that we come from the inner city, you know, what I'm saying, I want to say, I don't say black folks, because you know, I don't believe that the Most High is gonna label us like that. I believe we all His children, so I'm just gonna say people, period. But I want to tell you, since we came into this world, we was all conditioned on how to eat and what to eat. And once we got that food up in us that we was conditioned in, then it started, our body started rejecting what was supposed to, you know, be able to help us live. And so broccoli and asparagus and things like that, we was conditioned away from, so we wouldn't eat what can help us. And so now we got to eat what can help us, man. And I ain't just talking, you know, I'm not no research dude. I don't be online trying to find out what's supposed to help what. I eat this stuff. I go to the doctor, I check my blood. So I do this.
Man,
I'm a living sacrifice of this, man.
I put you on the back 1,000 times because I got into it with one of these cats. And he can, I mean, you just said it. I didn't research this. This is something that is natural and what's supposed to happen. You know what I mean?
Right.
I asked this cat, I was like, well, where'd your research come from?
Right. From reading. You know, they always, you know how they do it. You know how they do it, Scratch. Mm-hmm. They always talking about read. I read it. You know, it's supposed to, see, doctors been reading all their life. Doctors are not healers. They are practitioners. practitioners. That means they practice.
They practice.
And they have no idea the medication that they're giving you if it's really going to do what they say it's going to do because they ain't on it. So how would they know? It's a lie.
Right.
You got to wake,
right.
You gotta wake up and use your own mind.
So,
everybody's body is
so
different.
Rev Ali
so
was his own guinea pig, Scratch. Rev Ali was his own guinea pig, and he turned it on to me, and I was the second guinea pig, and it worked.
Hey,
still
working. Shit, I'll be
you
a guinea pig.
You when I first met
hey,
my belly was all out
to,
there.
I'm gonna get some asparagus and I'm gonna see if I could. I'm gonna have to put some salt on that shit though.
Negative.
Get Himalayan salt. Don't use that other salt. Don't use that refined salt. See, refined and break down your body muscle and your muscles and your bones and your body mass.
You say eat it raw?
Yeah, rinse it off, and then get you some olive. Get some olive oil. Put some Himalayan salt. Put some Himalayan salt. No,
it.
It's good, man.
Even
it's good.
It, but I'm tasting it right now. It's like good.
Hey, your arteries gonna be like, yeah.
if I can make my arteries party, that's all good.
That's
I think
what's
I
gonna happen,
to
brother.
Nasty to make a party. I'll be like,
that's
I
what
just
I did.
Sit up there and my body start just moving by itself like, oh, shit. It's something going on up here.
Nothing.
Yes, sir. Yes, something going on. Well, I love y'all, man.
Hey, look, you know
I
what?
Love y'all, man.
I'm going to try that. You know what? I'm going to go tomorrow and get some of that shit.
But Scratch, you gotta remember,
like,
this is the first show. This New Year's Day. This is the first show.
Yeah,
Rev Ali gonna come
look,
in every week with
saying.
Different
it's
things. He can't
year,
give it all to you at the same time.
A new year, new show, new ideas, new everything. I'm giving it a try. I swear I'm gonna try it. I put that on a stack of endo sack.
And mix it with 211.
Yeah, and listen, before you do it, though, King Scratch, man, anybody listen, make sure it's organic. You know what I mean? Because the organic stuff is already a game in itself. You know, they playing it. They're trying to say it's organic, but it really ain't. But if we go get stuff that doesn't say organic, even though the organic is playing the game, we're really taking a chance. So make sure it's organic because at least in that soil that they grew it in is less toxic than what's not organic. And it has
I'm gonna send you a bill so I can buy that organic stuff. You know I gotta go to low class. I'm going to the dollar store.
They got numbers on produce and numbers on food. So make sure the number starts with a 9. If it doesn't start with a 9, that means it's not real. It's GMO and it's pesticide confested.
Okay, I got you. Man, I'm going to try it, man, because, you know.
We got to get some sound effects, Scratch. We got to get some sound effects, Scratch. We need some sound effects. They should have a clap. And say, clap. Yay. All right, Ali. You should have a sound effect right there. Bam.
Hey, you know
Ali,
what?
All right,
you
all
know
right,
what?
All right. I didn't
hook my sound effects up today, man. My bad. Hey, but you know
year.
What? Tomorrow, I'm going to have
thing.
Sound
you
effects
new
and
show.
Everything.
New stuff.
Yeah, but you know, I'm gonna really try that for real because, you know, I just turned 52 years old. You know,
on Christmas Day, that's a blessing right there. He made it across the finish line, bro. He made it to 2020. Now we gotta run a little bit further, all the way to 2021. Come on, man, that's a long way. That's 364 days now.
You old as hell. You way older than me.
I'm just trotting. I ain't trying to get there real fast. I'm taking my time. I'm trotting. Tiptoe, as long as I get there.
Scotty done been
Scotty
here.
Scotty D closer
been here.
Hey, Scotty D closer to 60 than I am.
Shoot, Scotty D, 150 years old, man.
In my spirit, I'm telling you, really, in my spirit, I've been there already. I think me and God was talking before he created the earth and the heavens.
Yeah,
he was sitting in the sky, and he was all black.
And then you came back.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Back.
Yeah, you probably, man. When you talk Scotty D, man. It's so hard to put. You can't put in words what this cat is and who he is and what he's done for a lot of people in the rap community.
But I wouldn't be me at all, Scratch. It wasn't for my people around me, man. I mean, I learned from my grandbaby, my great grandbaby. I learned from Rev Ali. Rev said I taught him a lot of stuff, but Rev teach me. You teach me. I don't learn about graphics, hood effects, and all that. You teaching me as we go. You know, you teach me humbleness. I am not a humble dude. You make me humble. Just sitting beside you doing this film. You, the way you talk to your wife and all, you make me humble, man. I don't talk like that. I be cussing everything. Like a sailor.
I'm mad all the time.
Everything pisses me off.
You know the thing about me and what I do is like, I look at all the stuff that I did in the past and how I was in the past, and I try to make today different than yesterday. You know what I mean? And then I'm always trying to find another way to make our things and what we doing better for tomorrow. Man,
well,
this,
we're going to do them different. We're going to have to go podcast.
We're going to go live this year. By June, we want to be live broadcasting
from the studio.
We want to have your face
in the studio. We want to have Mika's face wherever she is in the bathroom fixing her face. You know, Mika be like all of this, like doing her eyebrows, like picking a little stuff out of her eyebrows. You know, the pretty thing that ladies do. Then we're going to have a Hair of Love, whatever the Hair of Love be doing, looking at videos. He's looking at the TV. All you're going to see is a screen of a TV hitting his face all the time, watching the TV and moving some records around. And he's going to keep on turning his head to the side. Hey, what y'all doing? Oh, okay, I'm watching TV.
We see niggas picking their nose and shit. Nigga, get out your nose, nigga.
But a podcast is a good thing, man. And I have never, I've seen one podcast where five people are all on the screen at one time.
Well, we got one main show, one main person.
And it's like little bitty TV sets, and then when people chime in, their little faces right there too. But one person controls to knock them out. They start talking all the trash.
We got that, brother. We could do that. I just never done it. Check this out.
Okay, we're gonna get the studio, get the leaks and everything fixed, and we're gonna work it out. This is a brand new season. I'm just making a few suggestions. Don't bother me.
It's all good.
I would love to have Rev Ali coming in on True West about our health.
I want Rev Ali. I need him. He just, you know what I'm saying? I got a cool
man,
little
right
vibe when he said that. Hey,
I'm right
Rilla
here with
Soldier.
You, man.
Rev Ali be on like three shows. Rev Ali got three shows he be on. Rev Ali be on three shows, Scratch. He be on look at all these rumors.
Rev Ali be on
some good shows too, big shows. From national syndicated shows, Rev be on them. Ain't no way.
This a big show right here.
Always welcome on the truth. You know what I mean?
This right here,
that
big show right here is national syndicated. You just don't know because people don't say nothing.
Right. Hey, Confetti Rilla Soldier, you in the building?
Confetti.
All right, don't make me put you in timeout, damn it. In any
confetti,
case.
Are you confetti and turn into Bitcoin? Bitcoin. Look, confetti, come on, confetti, come on, man.
No, look, confetti, all that shit dropped in Times Square of last night, so he fucked up.
You mess with her.
All the confetti is gone.
And you know what? I usually do something on New Year's Eve. Either I'm club hopping, church hopping. I'm some kind of hopping. You know what I'm doing? I was bed hopping. I was knocked out on New Year's Eve. I was tired, man. I drove from North Dakota. My daughter's in the field. I had to go get her out. Way up here in the snow. It was like icy everywhere. I have never spent a New Year's driving, bro. Like driving to get somewhere. I just forget it. I just start praying and kicked it. You know, me and God. It was me and God.
But, yeah, well, I mean,
I just said me, myself, and I was me and God. Me and God. No,
yeah,
no in-betweens,
yeah.
no nobody else. No muck, no
me
nothing.
Me and God, you know, that's the best time to have any time. But, you know, I really did that, Scratch,
because I called to check up on you. I called to check up on my relative, my cousins and stuff. And one, two, three, four of them is in the hospital on New Year's Eve. I'm like, what? In the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
High blood pressure, mild heart attack. I don't know, my kidney hurts so bad. I'm like, what the heck?
You know what? I was working on our project. I actually was going to release my little diss song, but I retracted from that. I'm going to drop it today, though. We're still going to drop it tonight. But Rob Knight is mixing it right now. So I'm still going to drop my diss song. Just for y'all little bastards out there, I'm going to let y'all know how y'all got to do tracks.
But she was there, maybe.
And also, you know, I was up with my wife. I gave her a cool little kiss. And I was out. You know.
Okay, that's kind of like you doing a gentleman. Okay, we need to change the subject. You said your wife and I. Let me change the subject. Hey, Scratch, did you get my email with how the West was one of the pigeon flipping?
Yeah.
It finally went through?
Yeah, I got that shit. That shit is so hard, bro.
Man, it was hard to do that. I figured I had to put it in the cloud. You know I don't know nothing about all that stuff. You teaching me. Y'all tell y'all all the time.
Yeah, I know.
You learn from a baby, and you learn from one another.
So this
Scratch
is what,
taught me how to do
what
it,
I need to know.
Shot it over
this is what I need to know.
What?
We going to give them like 10 minutes for free?
Yeah, y'all want to do that. I want to do the public so they put them in. Me and Rev Ali been on promotions for a long time. Yeah,
did you
Rev
see
Ali,
your stack
you
of
there?
Dollar shit that I
Rev
put
Ali.
In the cloud?
Is Rev Ali still there?
Rev.
Ali. Okay, look. If Ali not there, I was going to ask him, like, what did he think? Because he's a promotional genius. He's been around the OGs, like triple OGs in promotion. My thing is, when you give somebody something for free, are they going to come back and buy it? Yes, they will. Because they know your product. They're interested. You know, I'm the bootleg king. That's why I didn't really want to put my stuff out there online like that, because bootleggers are bootleggers. Nobody's relevant. Nobody has the mindset to be creative right now, Scratch. It's a lot of people fighting off of one another.
Why you think I'm dropping a man today? A song called A Man off of my album. You know what I'm saying? I'm dropping The Man tonight just because, I mean, it's a couple of niggas that I'm dissing, but I'm giving that away for free. But you got to buy the rest of the shit to see what the fuck is going on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know it's a girl. It's a girl called A Man.
Oh, yeah. She's the wrestler.
Man, she dope too. I had been to like 6 wrestling matches last year, and I've been seeing Snoop at the wrestling match. He invited me to come down and remember. The wrestling is still big in these kids' eyes, bro.
Oh well, they kids.
That's why we put wrestling in How to Wrestle One. And people ask, why you put wrestling in? Because I'm supposed to. We're supposed to put wrestling. That's how we grew up. We grew up on Junkyard Dog and all that.
Yeah.
We grew up on roller skating. We grew up on the Thunderbirds. We didn't put that in the film, though, about the Thunderbirds. We didn't put a picture in there either. We should have at least throw a picture.
Don't worry about it. We'll throw it in there because I figure in the next... The next 5 or 10 days, we're going to release that 10 minutes.
What was it?
What was
the black dude name in Thunderbirds? What's his name? John Hall, Big John Hall, or Rafi Valadares or something like that? The little Spanish dude.
Yep, and Skinny Minnie.
Then
remember Skinny Minnie.
Skinny Minnie. Right. Yeah. See, that's what how the West is one is formatted on the foundation of West Coast history. Scratch.
Well,
this lady named Alexandra Valeris, she hit me from the Voyage Press. The Voyage Press is one of the largest newspaper articles, bigger than the L.A. Times as far as L.A. culture. She hit me and said she wants my thing in less than 10 days to be in a first article for this year. for the January 2020 article, bro. Trip me
you
up.
You know what, big homie? The thing about it is, we've been doing this for like 3 years, right? This will be our third year that we're working on this.
I love you too.
You know,
love and peace to
you
too, bro. I love you, man. Forget the film. I love you, man. I mean, just
from
the fact
too,
that, you know,
man,
we've been sitting right there chilling. This film is going to go when it goes.
The
thing that we built together as a friendship.
We've been doing this for these years, but it's only been me and you.
No, it ain't just been me and you. God has always been present because I pray in.
And
don't
even
I pray
put
out
him
out?
In
don't
he
I
was
pray
there
out, bro?
Anyway.
Do I not? Do I pray out every time
we
leave?
We pray every time you leave. Every time you leave my studio.
I got
we
to.
Pray when
I
you get
to.
In here, and we pray when you leave.
Yeah. I gotta do that. That's me. I mean, because it's not my project. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than your wife. It's bigger than the homies. It's bigger than hip hop. It's a God built thing because if it was already out there to be out there.
You know what?
It's not out there right now, Scratch. We put together a masterpiece, man, for God.
They had a movie. I don't know. I forgot what the name of the movie was, but do you know? It took them 10 years to make the motherfucking movie.
Say it again?
Because
wow.
It's always more and more shit that comes along.
No,
like,
no,
like,
you said
really,
you don't know the name of the
really,
movie, but what happened?
Really? But look, though. Really? If we would have just did it the way we was going to do it in the first place, it would have been done and finished already.
Yeah,
but
and whack
so
is it. It was doing whack. It was doing whack. It was not what we was doing. Whack.
It's more and more shit that happen all the time that we forget that we keep on putting on this film. It's a never ending
like
story.
Swole dudes, like the Dugo Swole dude. Now we're doing flipping and pigeons and flying souls at Black Trapeze Act of California. And nobody
exactly.
ever seen it. I don't remember.
So
that means
they
gotta have the volume 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 now.
Oh
no,
yeah,
it's a
that's
7-part
it
series. It's a 7-part series.
Okay. It's why
already figured out. It's a 7-part series.
12-part series. Because
well, right now it's 7.
Scotty
I already know it's
gonna
be.
Like, oh,
it's gonna
shit.
Be more.
Look, Scotty, go. Oh shit, we forgot about. Oh shit, we forgot about.
I thought I was about to get better.
You know what I'm saying? So we always got other shit because I swear this first part of the damn documentary would have been out already if we didn't go through the watch poet. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all need to Google the watch poet. Y'all need the watch prophet. Y'all need to Google the watch prophet. Those are first rappers to do rapping in California. Well, really the world. Before the last poem, it was a Watch Prophet.
Yeah, the Watch Prophet.
Google them do. That's dope.
So, therefore, you know, all this stuff that we went back and we did the research on them, and then we did the all of that stuff. You know what I'm
radio,
saying?
We did a radio interview with Father IMD on the, that stuff just all came because it was God. See, when you have God involved in your whatever it is, he'll send things to you. Wherever he called us, I got on the radio show and we interviewed Father IMD, one of the last four. I was trying to catch up with the last prophets for the last 2 years. I couldn't do it. Why? In one phone call, I did my full interview. People
right.
don't even know that guy, Father IMD, did the eulogy for Bob Marley before when he died. People don't even know that. This dude from Watts, California. Went all the way to Jamaica to do the eulogy for Bob Marley, and he was also signed to Bob Marley's label, and Bob Marley died and left them hanging, but they still ended up getting a record deal. But still, you know, we have that history of these brothers who was actually doing rapping. And the first album that they made was called Rapping in a White World. Come on, man. How can you make a song called Rapping in a White World?
Yeah, man.
Rapping in a white world. That's the name of the album. No, 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 no. Y'all ain't heard what I said. One more time. Rapping in a white world. How can you be rapping in a white world? You talking about rapping. Way back in the 60s, 1969, 70. Come on, man.
I'm about to say, what year was that? 1969, 68.
These dudes are still alive. One of them just died. Mr. Red, Didos, he died. Richard Didos, he died. But Father Andy is in Leimert Park in L.A. every day. He in the hood of L.A. Not in Washington. He in the hood in L.A. right now. Every day. He says, guy, you catch me in the day. You want to come interview? Come down to Leimert Park. What? For real?
And see, these are the things that's get ready to be on. How the West was won, you know what I mean?
That's just one thing. We got stuff on roller skating, all the big roller skating places. We got after hours. We have low riding. Who are the founding fathers of low riding? Who are the founding fathers of nightclubs? The motorcycle speed racing.
Bodybuilding.
We got bodybuilding. No, we got swole people. We call them swole Nick. I call them swole Nick.
Yeah, swole.
We ain't just talking about the dude that went professional. We talking about homies that was out the pen in the hood, regular old Joe that didn't go professional. We got some people that like.
And
we got
the West Coast people in the hood like that dominating out of Schwarzenegger when he was up in there.
Bigger than some of the dudes in the hood. Then we got radio. We talking about K-Day, the real deep K-Day. We ain't talking about Greg Mack and all them. We talking about dudes who actually put together 1580 K-Day radio station and really made it what it was. This dude named Roy Kaufman. We're talking about the dudes who actually played the first rap record on the West Coast, 13th in Central California. What else we got? What else we got? We got the pioneers of DJing and stuff. We got DJ Aladdin. We got Battle Cat. All Bobcat. No, we got Uncle Jam's Army Story. We got L.A. Posse, the dude, the first guys who got signed to a record label on the East Coast. It was L.A. Posse. They produced LL Cool J, Run DMC, Real Roxanne. They produced before we even knew anything about East Coast, West Coast. They was already doing it. But then we got also a thing about...
Take this out, Big Homie. You know that it's a lot of people from out of town. They in Texas, so they don't know nothing about K-Day.
Hold on, no. We got some on Texas too. We got how Rap-A-Lot came to the West Coast, and we mad for Rap-A-Lot out here. Bushwick jumped out the van and ran up in the projects and didn't want to leave. We had to make him come up out the Jordan Down project. He fell in love. That's why Bushwick Bill was out here before he even passed away. He was on the West Coast.
Heard about that.
He was right here.
Rest in peace, my nigga.
We need him come out here. Come on, Pimp C was out here. Them dudes, I promoted their first album. Rap-A-Lot Records, come on. Scratch, you seen the picture? Rap-A-Lot Records,
man,
the first Ghetto Boys album
was
our album. I did the sweatsuits for their first album cover. The freak song. That was us on the attire, the designing of the clothes they wore. That was us.
I know.
So the South, we came from the South to the West. We didn't come from the West to the South. People came from the South to the West.
Yep. You know,
everything started in the South because that's what slavery was. You know, they came to the West for different opportunities.
I did a song a long time ago with this crew called Dynamix. It was called Get Your DJ a Break.
I remember that song.
That's his story.
You know them people?
All
I know you knew them, Skirt. I remember them.
But I said, went all the way from the South, all the way. Nigga, I remember I had an Audi. I had a green Audi. I just bought it. That shit was like clean. I was in there motherfucking. I was cleaning that shit up. And everybody heard Give Your DJ a Break, right? And niggas start calling me like, yo, shit is on the radio right now. So I turned the radio up in my Audi, and they was playing Get Your DJ a Break on that motherfucker. Because that's where it started. It's a DJ Scratch thing, and we in the back in the days, it had to come from the south and work its way to the west.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the stuff that, no matter what it was, but except for when NWA came out. When NWA came out, that was just a whole different sack of worms. You know what I'm saying? Because really, you know, all this stuff that we talking about on a documentary, nobody didn't know about Mixmaster Spade in motherfucking Texas. Nobody didn't know about Spade out there in Florida. Nobody didn't know about Spade up in New York until it started bubbling. So it started going from west to east to south. You know what I mean? But in back in the day, nigga, I used to have the, when I did with Candyman and his brother Herb, AC Smooth, we had a song. I let you hear the song when you was here. I did Let's Rock Nonstop, and I had to take all of that stuff to Texas when I fucked Dr. Rock up and when I fucked Earthquake up in a DJ battle with Texas. All of that stuff, I had to go down there and promote that shit in order for it to come down here to the west. That's the only way it was. What?
I got a question. That rapping in a white world. When did that come out?
It came out in 1968. That's the Watch Prophets.
68.
The Watch.
Okay, that's the Watch Prophets. So I got a question.
Yes, sir.
So it's supposed to start in 78, right? That's why it's hip hop.
I can't hear you. Say it one more time.
No,
say
78.
You know, I'm trying to understand it. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, it's supposed to have started in what, like 78 with that's why they call it hip hop.
No, rapping in New York started in 1972, 73
in
New York.
I'm just listening.
It was already going down on the West Coast before they even picked up on rapping. It was happening on the West Coast, bro. That's what tripped me. I've been a hip-hop head. Come on, man. I'm a Zulu Nation king. I'm a king on the West Coast. I thought, in my mind, when I got hypnotized by African Bambaataa and all these other guys from Brooklyn, the Disco Twins.
You were thinking it was 78.
Our crew is from New York. Our crew, the Sound Master crew, is from Compton and New York. Compton, 1979, New York, 1973. So we got confused. Until we started doing the research and we found out it started on the West Coast.
Oh, you say you
which
say
was with the Watch Prophets. And on the East Coast,
69.
It was the Last Poets. The Last Poets, East Coast, Watch Prophets, West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Watch Prophets, West Coast.
So really, really, rap started on the West Coast.
And when they say rap, that means they call it spoken word, but the Watch Prophets put a name on it. And what name did they put on it? Why would they pick a name called rapping? And why would it pop up in the 2000s, you know, in the 80s, talking about rapping again? Because that's what we're doing. It's called social commentary, bro. It's called social commentary. It has nothing to do with what you're doing with your tongue, what you're doing with your heart. We were socially conscious, so they were socially doing commentary about the Black Panther movement, about our movement. It wasn't a gay movement back then. It was a power movement for social people of color. We were being oppressed like we right now, but these kids now, like, I'd rather have my own bag. It wasn't about your bag. It was about our. Our. That's the thing they forgot about. Our. It was us. With a long S. Us.
Mm-hmm.
Plural. It was like not just me by myself. It was us. A family. A tribe. A community.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Crips came out. They were protecting their neighborhoods. The Bloods were already doing it because they were socially conscious off of the pants. Everybody said, what's up, Blood? What's up? Socializing. Pounding each other. But when the kids came out, they started saying cuz, but they were in their community protecting their neighborhoods. The name of Crip means community independent party, something like that. I forgot what it's called. But the main thing is they were together as a unit protecting. They weren't killing. They weren't hurting. They were protecting. We've always been that type of people to protect us. Even we came off the slave ship, we was trying to do the same thing until they chopped off Toby's foot. And Toby, his name was still Kunta Kinte. I'm Kunta. No, you got to say your name is Toby. He fought all the way to the doggone bitter end. And that's what we're doing right now. We're fighting. That's why, you know, how the rest of the one is not about that, but how the rest of the one is pretty much on that page, though.
Just,
we ain't giving up. We're going to have to put our own history out there. If we don't put our history out there, nobody's going to tell our history for us. Who cares about us?
I like that.
You ain't involved. None. You ain't got no money. You ain't putting nothing on this table. We are the most creative people on this freaking planet. And in the next life, I think we're still creative in the next life. How many people came from this life to that life? You got Tupac, Biggie, Barry White. You know, you got so many people on the other side. I know they're being creative, waiting for us to get to that level.
Right,
we are not doing our part on this earth right now. That's why we got a brand new show, 2020, January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
First show. We got to be, it's called a movement. How the West Was One is not a film, a book, a talk about thing over coffee. No, this is a movement. Like you two?
And look, big homie. The whole thing about it, too, I don't want everybody to get confused because we always say West. It's not just about West. True West Radio, How the West Was Won. This is a lot about to do. It got a lot to do with all of the stuff that we do in every place. So it's not just about West Coast. It's about all
but
of the
But we are
coast.
Pro-West. We are
everywhere.
Pro-West.
Yeah, we all, it's everything. It's East Coast, it's West Coast, it's down South, it's up North, it's New York, it's everywhere.
I like y'all being pro-West. I like y'all being pro-West.
Oh, well, I'm going
like
to be West Coast for life.
We have to be pro-West because the Down South story is told. The Chicago story is told. The New York story is told. But the West Coast story has never been told.
That's
never.
What I'm saying.
I mean,
like
Deuce and Atlanta.
I want to get
the
West Coast.
All them
The niggas gave you a niggas never told the West story the way that we telling the West story.
And I like that.
That's all.
I want to hear the West story.
Well, have you seen the commercial yet that we have on YouTube? Have you seen the commercial that we got on YouTube? Confetti.
Mm-hmm.
Is it you, Confetti?
I can't see it. I can listen to it.
Did you look at it yet?
West story.
No, I'm gonna listen
look
to
under,
it.
Look under Scotty D. Spencer. Matter of fact, who got Confetti number? You
got
Confetti number, Scratch?
Yep.
Scratch, you got Confetti number, phone number?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, just shoot him a film when you get a chance. Shoot him a commercial.
Well, he can't see. So.
Can you listen?
Yeah, you can listen to it.
Yeah,
you can listen to everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
I'm actually speaking.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that because I'm really speaking it for. The blind in one eye can't see out the other. There's a lot of people like that.
But
so I'm actually speaking the words.
Remember when we started doing this shit, it was something that we said that not only is it going to be something that you could visualize, you can have it as an e-book. We call it, e-dot?
Yep. We said e-dot, e-documented. You bring that up yourself, Scratch. That's right.
I said an e-documentary, so to where if no matter what, it's always some talking and it's always some music. To where it could be like an e-book too.
Mm-hmm. It's cool. I like
it.
I go all over the country. So one thing about me being one thing I learned about traveling all over the country, and you know, I'm a culture embracer. So you know, just 'cause I'm from down south.
I don't want to go to New York and do down south. It's cool to have, just, you know, the people down south that do a couple things. But I want to do the West Coast when I'm in the West. When I go to East, I want to do the East Coast. So, you know,
right.
I go around and I love, because history showed the truth about this country. You know, it might not be exactly, but a lot of the, if you travel this country, and you start paying attention to history, it starts telling the truth about the country. And I knew that from just going around. If you pay attention to what's happening, and you start, you'll see the history in the country, where the people at, the things they do, how it was and how it is now. And then when you listen, you know, especially because I'm in hip hop and rap, I love to hear the history and know that, you know, far as back as the people, because one thing about people are human books. And, you know, I meet so many people, I've learned that, you know, people are human books. So the people that think that you are never, that never probably was wrote, you know, the only person who got a chance to tell a story might have, you know, might have been the only thing you had a chance to hear. But I love the culture. So when I go out in the West and I listen to Scratch and I listen to everybody talk about how the, you know, like you said, how the West was won. Man, that's, to me, that's beautiful. I love stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
because
it's awesome,
you know,
to hear that y'all take it back.
The thing about it was they shot. To me, remember I got that song. I don't know if you heard that song called "It's Time for a Change on the West" that I made, but it's just the point that nobody. I mean, we was talking about it because somebody was on the show one time, and we was talking about they had made that self destruction. When they made self destruction, do you know that was about the West Coast? You're headed for self-destruction. And they had all them East Coast people on there talking about it. Trust me, back then, you know, I was really pissed off at them motherfuckers when they did it. You know what I mean? But they was talking about how whatever the hell we was talking about, and around then, that's when NWA was out. So they was really fucking with us. They was really fucking with us. You know, so it's like self-destruction. So if we talking about what the fuck, we live on the street, y'all talking about self-destruction, we just killing ourselves and all that stuff, which was kind of right. But guess what? Then we made all in the same game. Mm-hmm. Somebody
about to have put them
time out. Hold up. Somebody about to
get. Yeah, we did the same game. It was like dope. That was the dopest song the West Coast ever did. But you got to think about it, Scratch. After we did same game, you got to think. See, people don't remember. Before they even did same game, we had already did Let's Get Stupid, Let's Get Hype, which was Mixed Master Space.
Yeah, Let's Get
Stupid. People don't remember
bad.
That. Gotta Get Stupid, Coolio, CJ Mack, Gangster, Mo Love, Will the Rapper, Def Cat. We had our own thing before Easy and them even did it. Because some of them guys that I'm talking about was actually getting ready to, was signed to Easy label, but they never signed the paperwork because of me, because the deal was so messed up. Coolio was actually signed to Easy label. Coolio and Spoonie C from New School were signed to Easy Label. They never signed their names on the dotted line. They've never argued.
I remember that. I know that. Yep.
So it was a lot going on behind that. But when they did, when Mike Conception called me to help him do the promotions on it, it was cool because King T was there, which was my artist. King T was my artist from day one. And he started the whole video off.
He's the
first
off, one on,
you know,
the goddamn show.
First one on the video, which is dope. And King Scratch, whoa, my bad. King Scratch, you was one of the producers on it, but didn't get all
exactly.
the credit, but you
maybe
got credit.
I did five songs on that album, nigga. Yeah, I did
I ain't
five
saying that,
songs
I'm
on
talking about
on
you had
it.
You started
album,
with
so
the title
you.
Song. You supposed to have a title song, but
I
they switched
had
the title
song,
and gave
and
it to
Dre. They gave it to Dre. I supposed to have the title song. I supposed to make We All in the Same Game, so. But then that nigga Mike was like, oh, Dre gonna do this. And the only thing he did, he didn't even do nothing. Actually, it was just a fucking sample. Niggas was rapping off a sample. He didn't put no drums or nothing in that motherfucker.
It was a plain doom, doom, doom. All in the same gang with Michelle's little squeaky voice.
Mm-hmm.
That was a dope song. We were supposed to come back and represent like that. We had to come back and represent like that.
Hey, you know what's funny? I met Michelle and Easy on the same day. The same fucking day. I'm at Easy and Mission Light on the same fucking day. That shit was so crazy. And then when I see Mission Light, she was like, "I remember you." Cause remember when you sent me down there to interview the motherfuckers at that show, Scotty? Remember you sent me down there to interview the motherfuckers at that show? And I went down there with Candyman.
Oh, the show out there in San Bernardino? Yeah.
No, in Redondo Beach.
Dang, I forgot about that, Scratch. Okay, I remember that now. Right. Dang.
She said, "I remember you."
That's why
I
need Rev Ali all the time. You and Rev Ali got brains like elephants.
Yeah, because the day I met, the day I remember, me and Fila and Candy, we went up to Lonzo studio, right? And he had the house, and the studio was in the back. And that little, she was sitting in there, she was looking country as fuck, like, nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? Just pulled her out the woods type of motherfucker. And then, you know, he was like, "Oh, yeah, this is one of my orders. Her name is Michelle." And I was like, "Hey, how you doing?" And she said, "Hi." And I started laughing like a motherfucker. I was like, "God damn, that's your voice?" Yeah. That's the same day I met Easy. When I fucked Dr. Dre up on the turntable, and Easy was walked up the stairs, he was like, "That's my DJ." And Caddy was like, "No, that's my DJ." And that's the first day I met Eazy-E. I met Eazy-E and Missy Lay on the same day.
Wow.
Just some history.
That's crazy. Cause I never thought about when I met Eazy. I met Eazy in the front of my house. Eazy's first girlfriend, Yolanda, was my sister's best friend. Eazy came over there in his little ride, dropping off. Cause she used to be a little pop pocket, dancing. My sister name was Dances and all kinds of just kicking home girls. I had four sisters.
I know Yolanda.
So that was his first baby mama. And make a long story short, she was my sister's friend. And they offered him 120th and Spencer. So if Eazy come to drop her off, I'm staying out there. I'm in my gangbang mode. So I was gangbanging. And doing other things at the same time. He put
and
up.
We were.
And we start chopping it up. Because I'm going to ask you where you from anyway. You dropping the homegirl off, you all right? Because I like her. She's a homegirl. I'm making sure you a good dude for her. Like she one of my little sisters. And we start chopping up. And he was telling me today, but he always remembered, I'm one of the top of two. So when he started Ruthless Records, he hit your boy. Come through.
He
seen I was doing other things with my clothing. He knew I was doing my clothes. Like, "Dang, Scott, you doing the clothes? You always asked me to do my jackets and all that. Okay, do JJ Fab tour jacket." And that was it. He didn't want no other stuff. He wanted JJ Fab tour jacket. But for Rufus, he had his own little patches being done. But I rode with him. I went to all the parties, all that. He even put my name on the back of the album covers, the Sporadic Cops and all that. Because he was a factor. King Key was factor. DJ Pooh, I made all them dudes factor. We was family. We rode together. When stuff went down, we all was there. In the beginning,
The first thing here, the whole NWA tours, we was around. We was tracked.
Yep.
We was relevant. Now you got other people being relevant.
It's one thing about Easy. Easy went everywhere. He didn't give a fuck.
He was like a little bit faster. He didn't really go all the time with other people. Sometimes Easy, most of the time Easy was by himself.
Yep. He was. When we did the All of the Same Game video, that motherfucker, he said, when he saw me, he said, "Slash, come here." And I said, "Okay." And I walked over there, and these motherfuckers had all kind of burners in the car. He was like, "Nigga, grab you some burners." And then we went up in the little thing, so because Reebok was they was doing this shit, you know what I'm saying? So they gave us some free Reeboks and all that shit. But that nigga was like, "Nigga, come here, nigga." And I went up in there. That motherfucker was like, "Nigga, you better get some burners, nigga. We in the Nickerson Gardens, nigga. The Blood's gonna try to kill us." That shit was crazy, my nigga. I was like, "Man." But, nigga, we did that shit. Everything went off good, though. You know what I mean? But nobody would ever think that you would see Eazy-E. Shit, see me in the goddamn Nicky Cigars at that time. Yeah, man. I'm glad that, you know, that you was able to call because, hold on, we got another call somewhere. This motherfucker. Well, I'm gonna tell you what. This is what I'm gonna do, man. Let me jump in. We got 35 minutes, man. We've been talking a gang of shit. Let me get into a song of five or something. Let me see. I need to hear some True West shit, man. Hold on. Some King Scratch shit. You know what? I'm gonna play some of this shit right here. True West Radio, you know what I'm saying? Hit us up, 323-642-5097. We only got a couple of, about 30 more minutes. We going to play a couple of tunes, and we going to get back at you. Yeah, yeah, True West.
Hello. Oh, yeah, I was just going to let you know that I'm going to put some meat on the grill today. You know, my homies coming over. Yeah, all homies coming over. You know, they all going to be over here. Oh, yeah, they could come. Just tell them to get babysitters, you know what I'm saying? All right, I'll see you when you get here. Today is the day I'm gonna get my chill on. Get some chicken and some ribs and get my grill on. Invite the homies over and some females too. A 24-hour party because that's what we do. We got drinks, but we could always use more. Before you get to my house, make a stop at the liquor store. And grab some blunts because I got a whole pound. We gotta make sure it's enough to pass around. Tell her hunger and she's coming, get a babysitter. Every time we shoot, she wanna bring them damn kids with her. Not this time, it's a grown-up affair. We don't want little man seeing mommy in her underwear. But that's later when the sun goes down. Since it's still real early, we gon' turn up the sound. I told the neighbors they could come over too. If they don't get offended by what happens at my barbecue. Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and some plus, we got plenty of you. If you've never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't enter the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together, man, and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
PM and it's blazing hot. Look out the front window, and the streets look like a parking lot. The swimming pool is filled to capacity. I got a quirk in my neck from all the ass that keep passing me. The DJ playing nothing but assassin song.
Yeah.
Girls dancing around in G-strings and thongs. Some homies getting their groove on. Some homies shooting pool. Some homies in the mix trying to keep cool. Ah. Summertime in L.A. is the best. We party all night long over here on the west. When the sun goes down, we can move it to the inside. And get wild and crazy without nothing to hide. One more slow run should hold us all night. Only 12 more hours until daylight. Having a good time, that's just what I do. When everybody feels the same when they come to my barbecue.
Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and some plus, we got plenty of you. If you've never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't enter the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together when that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
Invited to a barbecue that started at 4.
running kinda late, better hit the store. Said they out of ice, scratch, need some more. Use the side gate, there's a note on the front door. Food stretched out on the table like a scorpion board. Tank top thongs and it's booty galore. Homies playing bones to their favorite zap song. Ain't nothing like a party when the Kelly sun's gone, man. Traffic backed up on the block like a gridlock. Baby girl in the hills saving local parking spot. Ain't no party like a West Coast party, cause a West Coast party is the shh. Backyard boogie barbecuing in the Cali shine. Homies out like life on stage, so you know it's summertime. Feel the breeze through the trees while I puff on these weeds. Kelly indeed.
Drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and get some mugs, we got plenty of skills. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue on what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night interviews. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue. Drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and get some mugs, we got plenty of skills. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue on what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
That is bound to shape the future.
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it. They telling me to get it. It said that the message I was bringing brought destruction. I put the pants in the bag and said, fuck them. Here's a land that never gave a damn about a brother like me from the jump. They'd rather see me slump, face down, shot 5 or 6 times with my kid and a mama in the cop car crying. And I'm done. Stop lying. It's a black and white thing. Redneck ass judge would rather watch a nigga hang than indict what's white, not right. Fuck a news feed. Black man got the same needs as the Jews need. Who me? I demand reparation. Fuck a cowboy. I'm a native, robbed of my nation. I'm an African. Black man, fucked out my language. Got me praying to a white boy God. That's insane. And if you ask me why they steadily harass me, I reply with that these motherfuckers nasty. And I'm a god, yet they calling me a nigga. They scared of me, so they try to hide behind the trigger, acting badass. Fuck a honky with the badge. I'm a nigga with an attitude. You can kiss my black ass. Ain't no sense in niggas being diplomatic. Televise the revolution. Let these motherfuckers have it. I'm calling up the homies. They said to come through. And I run with the niggas. They scared to come shoot. Take an eye for an eye. Take a tooth for tooth. Do unto others as them others would do all to you. And all they say is make America great. But what America hates, kept America straight and America safe. Motherfuck that flag. My people are not free. We want to touch that flag. So quick to try to copyright what came for free. Now they blaming me. And it's plain to see that they mad at that. Like I'm a magic act. Yeah, imagine that. Motherfucker, I'm black. Fucking vultures. Super quick to steal one's culture. Trying to make it your own. Caveman, go home. Over 10 long nose, funny looking ass Donald. Got his nerve disrespecting President Obama. If you don't want us around, then let us leave. Pay the money you've been owing my people since they were set free. That 40 acres and a mule never came, but yet we're still outstanding. Outstanding in the rain, just waiting. Patient, pacing, and praying for God to step up. But nah, it ain't shit shaking. I was mistaken thinking scripture could have helped us. Following the faith of our very own oppressors. No justice, just us. Look at how the aftermath of slavery today still affects us. Our kids educated by the enemy. And they don't know shit about their history. Cause they ain't teaching that in school. Leave it up to them coons. And all that's cool. Let the bygones be bygones. And besides, we've been killing off our own. Shut the fuck up, you know what? Uncle Tom, house niggas, slaves, see they motherfucking nuts cut. I pack steel in the hour of the chaos. And black lives still don't matter till you stay out.
Down for whatever, tougher than leather. I get money in any kind of weather. Rain, sleet, the snow, your boy getting dough. Up real early, getting drank from the stove. Arm in the leg, getting thrown from a hoe. Arm in his bitch, getting linked with Joe. What's wrong with these niggas? I really don't know. They don't fuck with that time, so this shit don't blow. Say, I'm an arrogant, cocky motherfucker. Everywhere I go, I drop a load like a trutter. And a block out like the Arizona summer. Swan took the top off the all white hummer. Might lay it flat, so cold stunner. Fuck with King's right here, so cold gunner. Niggas couldn't see me, that's on the real though. Some might stop a nigga ass, but he still gone. Whatever, let's get them. Knocking niggas out every time that we hit them. You fucking with two wilders, not none of them weak ass tricks or pussy niggas always lying no dick. Boy, this is real shit. So you better get your game tight. If you shooting shots, get your aim right. Cause my gang might come kicking some doors. Patting pockets, putting faces on floors. It don't matter if you ran or where you came from. My door is open, I got heat coming, get some. Easy come, easy go with my motto. Niggas pump their brakes when we going full throttle. Do what I thought you knew, stop sleeping. In a death pool, gon' drown in a deep end. That's why if they wanna come and get it, just let me know, cause I'm with it.
Whatever you wanna do, pointing I'm a dump on whoever in front of you. I buy racks, so I keep a plug or two. The dope in the weed, man, I keep a drug or two. Really official, really give you an issue. Rather stock on your homie before I hit him with pistol. Rather get to the bag, I gave your lady a fist for. Told her hit the store, I bring him on like a slit for. My back don't need a battery, gangster automatically. Keep a few bitches mad at me, that should come to me naturally. One saying they after me, giving money to capture me. Fake homies, they laugh with me, in the back they be stabbing me. I kept it 100, they kept it 40. Now I keep a 40 with a 100 round of homies. I ain't worried about nobody, never, nigga. Money right, guns right, I'm down for whatever, nigga.
Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130, or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Thought them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West, yeah.
Shop.fattedup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Fat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.fattedup.com. That's shop.fattedup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Fat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. Spatitup.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
why, it up why,
when you can, when you when can, you
bat,
can
it up,
bat 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 it
up.
The hip hop list. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
This is Big Sean.
This your boy T.I., man.
Hey, what's up? It's Jay-Z.
What's up, man? It's your homeboy T-Pain.
What's going on? This is E-40.
True West Radio. DJ Have Love and King Scratch. Let's get them.
True West Radio, True West Radio. Happy True Year. Happy True Year. We back up in this joint. You know what I'm saying? King Scrat. My mentor, Scotty D. You know, I think Miss Mika's somewhere around here dwindling. I see Buddha Ali. And I know the Rev is in there. The Rev is back.
Ali.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Scratch.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was your mentor, though. I didn't know all that. I thought we were just big bro, little bro. Homie, I'm Amano. I thought we was, I didn't know I was mentor. I'm not really a teacher. I got credentials, but I didn't know I was teaching you anything.
Man, do you know, my whole thing is your status is way bigger than mine.
I don't even know what a status is. I always tell me the same thing, and people be talking that stuff, but I'm a regular dude. You can call, contact my phone number, 661.
Hey, we all that. We brothers, we are homies, we are all that.
West Avenue J, Lancaster 93536. Hit me directly. Anybody. That's how big my status is. I'm regular. I'm a regular dude. I give you my own stuff.
You are.
I give you my highest status. And my real
status. When you look at the things you've done, and man, you are a big old cloth to this whole movement when it comes down to just hip hop. It's not just West Coast hip hop. It's about the whole thing. The whole thing.
East Coast, West Coast, down south, and up north. All of them. Touch them
That's
all.
What I'm saying. That's why I say you are a mentor to me, because you clown all that. I mean, just in the last 5 years, I found out who I was. I didn't know my status was as big as it was just because I was in NWA. You know what I'm saying? If I'd have known that shit way back when I was in NWA, I'd probably be on the high pedestal than I am now. But I didn't have an avenue in order for people to actually know who I was and who I am.
But the thing is, with
you,
you were the last one to touch Johnny J. You was right there with Johnny J that produced some of the best tracks the world has ever, ever, ever heard from Tupac. Come on, man. Ain't too many people say they was right there in the same room with Pac. Come on, homie.
Yeah.
You can say that. You was there. He heard your beat.
I was right there, man. That was my nigga, boy. Tupac was. That was my nigga, bro. I mean,
I got to say tonight, you was playing some Tupac songs, man. You was playing some songs. That was
oh yeah. Well, we close out. I'm gonna play a couple of more probably. You know what I'm saying? Before we close out, we got about 19 more minutes. But you know, my whole thing is, it's just like I was telling you. I was never recognized for the things that I've done to where I wasn't even tripping off of it.
Is that me? I never have pulled my own coattail until now out of Western Park. I wasn't thinking about all the stuff I did, bringing Ali in, bringing in DJ Latin, bringing in Pooh, knowing Snoop when he was a little kid, knowing Trey V and all the King T, he was a little kid, worked in my shop. Who worked in my shop? I didn't know nothing about when a handshake with me was good enough. I could have had him all on contract, but I didn't because it wasn't about that with me. You want to impress
right.
me, do what you do, I got you.
Nigga,
and some of them dudes
on.
Still play homies, but some of them don't. People was grown and raised different ways. My crew is humble. All of them, from the alcoholic, it's a lot of them, man. From a lot, all them dudes, they knew how to do promotions before they knew how to rap, really. They knew how to do street promotions. They was out there hanging up posters and passing out flyers with me, man. So
that's
the
why,
culture is
that's
bigger
why,
than what people thinking.
That's why, you know, that, you know, all by you saying all of that, man, you or away, you huge. You know what I'm saying? The only thing they can say is, well, yeah, Scratch was the NWA, Scratch fuck with Tupac. But you fuck with everybody. You fuck with everybody.
Well, I even mess with Obama.
Well, I don't even know.
I put the campaign on for him on the West Coast. We were trying to get that contract so bad, me and Big Mark out of watch. And yeah, we touched a lot of people because we had to. A real street promoter is going to go from Venice to Vegas, from San Diego to Sacramento on the West Coast. You can't just be on Crenshaw Boulevard promoting.
You.
Man.
You did that.
Money. Come here.
You did that.
Yep.
You know, and my what I did was. What I did, and then I just went and kicked it on the curb, and then just watch everything unfold, and while I was still just making all my shit just go. But see, now.
The thing is how we got together. Remember how we got together? We've been talking for a couple of weeks. We've been talking for a while. Then I said, well, I'm gonna come through and check you out.
Know,
we was always talking about what you got. Heard it. I'm like, check out my video when
you
I know, that
you
video.
Know what we did? You know what we did? Because, see, remember, they were supposed to give me that fucking award that night. And we were supposed to go up there, and then them motherfuckers called
a bomb threat.
The fucking award show.
It was at the Staples Center. It was at the Staples Center during BET weekend. Our boy Chris Pringle. Rest in peace, OG Chris Pringle. And his wife, man.
Chris Pringle, right.
Yeah, Chris Pringle did that, man. And Chris was, like, going against the grain. He wasn't a part of the BET experience or establishment. He was one of us coming from the turf. And they took my boy out, man, threw a bomb threat on his event. That wasn't right, man.
I called you. I called you because you was getting ready to come down there. Because me and Rob Knight, my nigga Twilight, rest in peace, we was all down there. And I seen Lonzo down there. And they called a bomb threat. Nigga Stevie Wonder was there. Howard Hewitt.
That was
all
about
the
to be one of the biggest events. Chris Pringle's about to be the man for doing that event. That event was bigger than anything BET ever saw as far as culture.
Yep.
The hip hop culture.
Nigga, I had already went up there. I was already in the fucking backstage with Skilo.
Right, with Skilo. Well, I seen Skilo, I didn't see you though. You ain't got there. Well,
nigga,
there
I was so
I
mad.
Yeah,
because what happened was when we got out the car, it was another nigga in his car. He's like, y'all going over there? Nigga, we had our suits on and shit. And they was like, well, they said it's a bomb threat over there.
Yeah, we had to. I own a Tesla. So back in the day, in the Bronze Syndicate, you had to have a trench coat, a mink coat, or you had to have a mink coat, a trench coat, like long, 3/4 length. And you had to have a tuxedo. Mandatory, you had to have a tuxedo. Everybody at Ron Syndicate owned a tuxedo.
Yeah, we was up there suited and booted, nigga.
Suited and booted.
And them motherfuckers.
I had a room everything at the Vagabond. I never rented the Vagabond, but I had a room right there by the event, and we was going to make it happen. It was going to be lovely. They called it a bomb threat. So we went to this comedy club, but that wasn't right. Anyway, Scratch, when we met, I came to the crib. Finally, on my way out, you know, going back down south, going on that 40 freeway, you was right there in my route. I came through, we chopped it up, and that was it. And then you called me back, Scotty, give me some tickets to the Eazy-E NWA event.
We had to call Big A.
We hooked up right there.
Yeah.
We called the big homie, Who was that we called? We called, who?
It was Big A. We had to call Big A because
yeah,
he's the one who was calling
Big A, Dog Pound. Dog Pound, yep. OG, triple OG. You know, he's from Compton, for real. That's my big bro right there. And we called Big A, and Big said, Scotty, what you need? What? For real? Scotty? Okay, you good. It was good. You went there, had a good
yeah,
time.
Yeah, as soon as I walked in there, they gave me my gold wristbands, and we was in that bitch.
But remember what you said? Hey, Big A, I got a whole catalog of Tupac songs.
Oh, like, yeah, you like, nigga, don't tell that nigga
No, I didn't. I said, all right, Big A, I'm going to call you back. I cut the phone off. And I cut it off. I shut the phone off. And I called you back. I said, Scratch, let me try and do you got. What you got? You got some Tupac what? I got all of Johnny J. Dash. I'm like, what? All right, let me come check them out. I just sent me some samples and all that. I came and we started working from there.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Remember, I called you day before yesterday. I had my boy Bruno on the phone. Bruno is sitting down with everybody over there at E1. E1 owns the whole Death Row collection, and then he knows John over the Tupac collection, and we're going to get them Johnny J. Dash put out there right now. And you're going to be all right. We're going to be all right at True West. This year is going to be a beautiful 2020. We've got to stay healthy. That's why we brought Revolve in, to make sure we can drink our beer, sip on our little wine, and be healthy too, eating some raw asparagus around.
Well, check this out. This is what I'm going to do.
We got
about 11 minutes. Let me pump one of these before we close the show out, man. I really love my freestyle. I gotta play that one more time, cause I love that shit. Excuse me, I gotta play this shit. I love this nigga. No, you know what? I'm dumping. This is what we gonna do. I'm gonna play this Tupac for you, and then you know what I'm saying, we gonna close the show out. You know what I'm saying? True West Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? King Scratch, Scotty D. Damn, Muta Ali ain't said a damn thing. The Rev ain't there, dude. But we getting ready to get it cracking. True West Entertainment. Yay, yay.
Love and peace. Peace and love.
Your head fly, say a little something. I make a tough guy, a dead guy, put that on something. nigga, that's on me. You won't leave, faggot, stop bleeding. Ain't no guarantee, you guaranteed to never stop breathing. Look, that's what the gang get you. Flair takers, flames with you. We make a tall nigga crumble like the trace in him. YA mate, raise me in. These cops run a nigga like they try and cage me in. That's why we shoot first, cause we ain't got nothing to lose. They struck a nerve, lit a match, and ignited the fuse. I'm sick, sure, from a six pack. I think I'm going crazy till they bury me. I never let these motherfuckers worry me. I'm dumping.
Murderous mindset. Can't keep my nine straight. Sipping on this Hennessy. Waiting for the time to break. Show up and motherfuckers bow down. Recognize.
YA outlaw, don't bail riders.
Untouchable mob of pistol packers. Well known fellas labeled for drug selling. Merciless jackets. Forever buzz. Roll with thugs and dogs. Commence to letting on rounds. Then escape in the fog. Who wanna see me solo? Catch Machiavelli while he's sleeping. My mini 14 murdering niggas while they creeping. Duck till you ass out. Drink till you pass out. Ain't scared to die. Drunk driving in my glass house. Niggas is under me. They bitches come to me. They heard the stories, nigga. Now they wanna really see. Bomb first, my motto. It's fully guaranteed. Niggas is player haters. Label them my enemies. I'm dumb.
I got millimeters, Desert Eagles and Solar Regals. Nobody can do it like me and my people. I'm dumping, I've got six locks. One tech and an M16 with an infra blue beam. About to set it off. Dumping, dumping, got these bitch niggas jumping. Popping the pumping, beware for niggas coming with nothing to lose.
Hip hop live. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. DJ Hell Love and King Scratch. Let's get them.
Yeah, I had to dump that on that motherfucker. Yeah, my nigga Tupac, rest in peace. You know, nigga, I know you're still out there somewhere. You ain't dead. Just show up if it's true. Hey, you know how fat that'll be if Tupac just showed up in my house and we just start doing some records?
Yeah, that'll be something, huh?
Man, that would be the bombest shit. Yeah, I will tell you a crazy story. I was when I stayed with my mom, and that's when Johnny was alive. I was in the bed asleep. I was fucked up that night. I don't know what the fuck we did, but my mom came and knocked on the door, and she said, "Hey, somebody named Tupac at the door for you." And I was like, Ma, you, I don't know what the fuck. So I got up, and I walked to the front door, and Tupac was standing on my porch. He was like, "Man, we supposed to be at the studio. What the hell you doing?" And I said, "Oh, shit." I said, Well, let me go and get dressed. No, just grab your clothes. You can get dressed to death row. And then so my son, he was in there asleep. And I was trying to wake my son up. Like, "Hey, you want to meet Tupac?" And to this day, my son regret not waking up to meet that cat. Like, I'm out. And then my mom didn't know who Tupac was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But yeah,
that was
some deep shit, and to this day, you know, my son always say, "Damn, Dad, I should have woke up. I could have met Tupac."
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
he's got. I know Tupac over there, man. I know he's been hiding out there. I already know.
Yeah, I got him in the cut.
I seen him in the studio.
Big Mike. Yeah, I got
him. Johnny D.
Damn, that's me, boy. I hear you.
Real time with Johnny D, right?
Yeah.
CKT?
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
For
yeah,
life.
That's crazy, man.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. You know
that's
what I mean? Because, man, we gotta keep it true this year. True to
right,
yourself.
Right. Every year.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, we can't look at yesterday. We gotta look at today.
Yeah.
We
you know what I heard it. Tonight, though? I know you and Scotty D, y'all type of cats that really be knowing what Tupac at. Everybody else to be online and on magazine covers and mixtape, but y'all the real people and know what happened and where they at. You and Scotty D, I seen mm-hmm. that tonight.
Yeah, I ain't gonna tell nobody what Tupac at, man. I know where he at.
Yeah, boy, you gotta watch your fans, what I'm saying. Them fans looking for Pac right now, boy. Woo, you in trouble. Okay. Man, them fans looking for Pac.
I keep on having dreams about that nigga, man. I always have a dream that nigga gonna show up at my house.
Man.
Yep. Well, the ladies told me I got 90 seconds left, but in any case, man, you know, let's we got to kick this shit off this year, you know, keep it true. Let's try to make this shit bang, man, to where we could all, you know, make something happen. You know, we could prosper. We could, you know, let's take it over the head. Let's do that. 60 seconds, the bitch told me. I'm just kidding. But that's what she said. But let's do this, man. We really got to do this. Let's stick together as a family. You know, I love y'all, man. Y'all are my people. You know. Let's get it in, man. Zone 24 TV, the Confetti Real Soldier, and all your endeavors, and Miss Mika, welcome to the True family.
You know I'm down with the True West. You know I'm down with the
West. Oh, yeah, man. We get ready to do it. It ain't just about the West. Just because the West is in there, it don't mean nothing. It's about all of us.
It's about us. Yeah, I like that.
Us.
Mm-hmm.
10 seconds. Right. I love y'all again. And we get ready to get back with y'all tomorrow on the Thursday. True West Radio, and we out this bitch. Happy True Year! Get y'all motherfucking grill on, and y'all eat on, and y'all drink on, and y'all fuck on, or whatever the fuck y'all gonna get on.